on the Big Sports Breakfast. This golf report is brought to you by Paul Gow Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgow.com.au for your masterclass experience.
Good morning, Paul Gow.
Yeah, morning, fellas.
It's all happening in the world of golf.
It must be footy season. Webby's back.
Allegedly.
What about your eels?
Oh, how good. Friday night. Oh, I can't wait. That'll be awesome.
Now, Gowie, can I read you a quote from none other than the great Kid Rock about Tiger Woods?
Who?
Kid Rock.
Where's he play?
Who's he play for? He's halfback for a team in America. He's one of the great rock stars.
Okay, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. This is what he says of Tiger Woods in a Rolling Stone interview. Nice kid. A little bit of an Eminem Axl Rose syndrome. Very reclusive, literal, and sometimes you feel a little bad for them. Sometimes they think the world's against them. You got to loosen up, man. People are just going to talk. I won't say that word. You just got to enjoy it. So what's has he summed up Tiger Woods in one there? Or
what do you want Gowie to say to that? Rubbish.
Yeah, mate, I reckon he's right on it. He needs the light.
I'm sure he's right on it, Kid Rock.
I reckon he's on lots of things.
No, I think he's not far from it. You know, let's keep in mind that Kid Rock is best mates with John Daly, so the two of them are fairly loose. So,
Is he really?
Oh, yeah, they're best mates. Yeah. Kid Rock plays a lot of the events, and I've got a feeling that he owns a golf course in America. So, he's in the golf himself. You wouldn't pick it, but, you know what? He might be right with that. Tiger might need to loosen up, but, it's hard to go against a guy who's won 14 majors and 90 events around the world, isn't it?
I think the fact that he was so loose got him into a whole world of trouble. I think he could probably do to tighten up, actually.
Absolutely.
Now, do you think we'll see him at the Masters, by the way?
I think we will.
He can't go first up into the Masters, though, Gowie.
He can. He knows it very well. It's more about his technique and how hard he's working at that, and I believe he is working hard at that, and his body's sort of holding up okay. But it was a massive change, what he's doing again. I can't understand why he's making a massive change, because it's not, his body was breaking down, but his body was breaking down under Hank Haney, so... it wasn't under the last coach. So anyway, it'll be interesting. He's done it four times before. This is only a fifth time, and we'll wait and see. But I think he'll be back at the Masters. He's hitting a lot of balls and practicing pretty hard at the moment, I believe.
Yeah. What's happening with Steve Williams? Who's he bagging for?
He's bagging for no one at the moment. I guess he's put his feet up there in New Zealand. He's racing his cars. He races stock cars, and you occasionally see him at Parramatta Speedway, I believe. So he's given it a rip around there occasionally. But interesting one, I told you guys about the lawsuit, the caddies against the PGA Tour for wearing the sponsors' bibs. Steve Williams, he's now put his name into it. So now it's gone from 80 caddies up to about 150 caddies who are putting into that lawsuit. Steve Williams has put his bit behind it. Obviously, he wants his cut of it. And the reason why he wants to cut it, he wasn't treated very well from the PGA. He was the most fined player, fined caddy on tour, because he'd take his bib off on the 18th green, which was obviously the most exposure for a sponsor at the time. And Steve Williams would have to pay a $500 fine every time he would take it off on national television. So he's trying to recoup some of that money. But since he put his hand up, a lot of caddies have actually followed. So... it shows the power of Steve Williams.
Well, he's as famous as most golfers.
Yeah,
Steve.
Absolutely.
So I don't mind him putting the hand out there.
How much would he have in the back pocket, do you reckon?
Well, he's made some really good investments over the years. He owned a few cash converters that Peter Senior put him into. Peter Senior, he's richer than God. So. Yeah.
How many sets of golf clubs do you reckon went through his cash converters? Because I know I've put a few of mine there before.
Yeah, probably a number of those. I wonder if there was any Tiger putters go through there.
They'd be going on eBay, wouldn't it?
How about winners this weekend?
Yeah, big event this week. This is a WGC event. There's two US Tour events, one in Puerto Rico and the Doral event, which is owned by Donald Trump himself. He owns his event. Pretty outrageous. The water bottles there this week have got a picture of Donald Trump on there. Is that vain or what?
Yeah. But,
how's his hair depicted?
Yeah. Well, he won't want to go out. We'll come off because it gets really windy there. We've got six Aussies there this week. Adam Scott return after changing nappies for the last couple of weeks of having their first child. He comes back out. Tough golf course to come back out. It gets windy. It's really tight. I like Dustin Johnson this week. He's only had four starts since coming back to the PGA Tour this year. Two top tens, 1 second. He's made $870,000 within four events. But the interesting starter on the PGA Tour this week is Stephen Jeffers, who won there in Fiji, who won the Australian Order of Merit, which gets him to start in this big event. All big names. Jason Day is playing. I think he's going to have a great lead into the Masters. So I like Jason Day for the Australians. I'd love to see Stephen Jeffers play really well. He's a Queensland kid that well, he's not a kid anymore. He plays a lot of the pro-ams around Sydney and Queensland. So this is the biggest stage he's ever been on, and it'd be great for him to have a top 10 and get into the following week.
Gary, go the Eels on Friday night for you.
No, oh, they'll win by 20. Absolutely.
Cody Kane.
They're favourites, yeah. You know.
And so they should be. Manly, they're in turmoil at the moment, so watch out. No, I can't wait. What a great night Friday night would be. Go to Yield.
And if you're watching on 519 Sky Racing 1, we've got photographs of Kid Rock playing golf in a bib and brace with no shirt on.
And is that a beer just there near his ball?
Yeah.
And a cigarette in his mouth?
I'm pretty sure that's a can of Bud with a cigarette in his mouth. Thank you, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.